Oh, yeah, baby. The streets is talking.
If I shoot you, I'm brainless. Different toilet, same shit. And I'm sick of explaining this. I'm waiting on it raining. My nigga is the plaintiff. Yeah, I know what you thinking. Fucked up, ain't it? I should have known better, and I planned to. But dog, they be taking me out of my zone like a nigga with a handle. I sat back and watched it. Put the gas back in the closet. I try to tie my hands like an Iraqi hostage. That niggas take shots at me. No response. I just flip and pop my collar like the Fonz. Give a nigga a footy, take you one step beyond. Could try to play you twice, the third time is the charm. You wanna conversate with the writer of the Quran? Or Old Testament? Don't test the men. I know what y'all thinking, dick. Pause. Your future's my past. I've been here before. I know when you're scheming. I feel when you plotting. I got mental vision, intuition. I know where you're going. I read your mind's navigational system. Everybody whispering. Whispering. Streets is talking. Niggas is gossiping. Bitches calling your shit. What's the cause of it? I need to know. Bodyguard, that means police is watching, and I only use his weight to keep my clocking. But when shit goes down, you know who's doing the popping.
Doing the popping.
Guess who's doing the dropping?
It's your boy El Boogie. The streets is talking.
Bad move. That's bad news. How many
times have I got to prove? The streets is talking. Sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. It's your boy El Boogie, the host, as usual. And then I got my boy T-Ro, the co-host. What's up, T-Ro?
What it do, El Boogie? Welcome back, baby. I was at ATLP Street.
Oh, man, as usual, H-O-T, baby. It was hot. It was on fire.
It was on fire. Well, welcome back to the AZ, baby. And, you know, it's Freestyle Friday. We got to get wicked and ready for the show. You know what I mean? How you feeling this evening?
Oh, man, fabulous. I'm feeling the three S's, super, sensational, and simulating, baby. No question.
That's what
we're going to have a great show. And don't forget, we got to give another shout-out to our other co-host, T-Ro, Juelz the Jew, who's always in the community, you know, putting it down for us, representing the show, you know what I mean? So, yeah. So, man, T-Ro.
What it do, baby?
You know what time it is, it's the Masters.
Yeah, baby.
And I was just down there, probably about an hour and a half away from Augusta, and you best believe me, El Boogie was trying to get Tiger back up in the spot. Bands to make good dance. Bands to make good dance. I needed Tiger to be back himself. Now, as I look at the leaderboard, bro, where does Tiger stand right now?
Man, Tiger tied for seven. And he's currently, man, still at two under, man. And with that, you know, he's three under, tied for seven. And, you know, he was two under yesterday, shot a 70 yesterday. And today he shot a 71. But he's right there because the competition today really isn't like how it was in the past where, you know, after day two, you know, you have some guys that are 10 under, 12 under, and they're not. And they can't run away from Tiger right now. So Tiger's in a great position. He's only three back from the leader, Jason Day, and also two back from Fred Couples. And, you know, it's just going to be interesting to see what's going to happen on Saturday and also Sunday because we know that, you know, when Saturday and Sunday is when he start wearing those colorful and meaningful button downs. You know what I'm saying? So when he start wearing the black and then the red, you know he mean business. So I think Tiger is right where he needs to be. Like I said, he's only three back from the leader, Jason Day, and I think he's gonna be all right, man. He's just hanging in there. Just had some. I think he's trying to overdo it sometimes.
Overcoaching.
Exactly. And then when he gets on the green, something so easy, it kind of turns a little bit too hard. You know what I'm saying? And then he just puts it right past the hole or right past the cup. So, you know, it is what it is. I think he's still in great contention, man. Like I say, three back is not hard. And, you know, Tiger can just – hopefully he'll improve when Saturday and Sunday comes instead of, you know, doing only improving by one.
Can I be honest with you?
Hit me with what you know.
I'm just glad that Tiger made the cut and he's in the top 10 after 2 days. That's what I'm happy about. I was astonished. I'm impressed with him after the last 2 days. But I'm going to be honest with you, bro. I still, in my heart, don't think Tiger's going to win on Sunday. He missed a couple putts. He had a drop ball today, two bogeys. I don't know, bro. It's there for the pickings. They should have took advantage of it, no doubt. Well, I will say that. But I'm still not seeing that I in Tiger. I'm still not seeing that I in Tiger. The eye of the Tiger, I don't see it still. Too many little mistakes that's going to cost him later on.
Well, see, there you go again, hating on Tiger. See, you just like Tiger. I'm telling you, like I told you a couple of shows back, man, you got to love Tiger. And he's doing all right. I'm like you. I agree with you. I'm proud that he made the cut. I'm glad he's in the top 10 after 2 days. And you're right. But I'm going to say this. Augusta is a place that's kind of tricky, man. You can't really overplay or you really can't underplay because you can end up in the water or end up in the rough. You know what I mean? Or in a bunker. And I think the Masters is just not only for the title of it being the Masters, you know, it's kind of it's so much pressure. But at the same time, the course is tricky. So you gotta weigh your options, man. You got to use the right clubs because we both know in that golf game, you go one club too high, you're going to hit it super far. You go one club too low, you're going to hit in the water. So this game is you know, it's an individual game that helps you think. And not only do you have to think real hard, but this is the Masters. You got 100 million people looking at you, and so you got to perform. You got to step up. So I'm like you. I'm glad that he's in the top 10. I'm glad that he made the cut. But three is not bad, L. Three, being three back is not bad. He can make that up on the first three holes that are supposed to be some holes that will get you going. And if he's able to go out there and hit it the way he's supposed to hit it and, you know, get these putts going, I think he can manage that and take the lead and then just take it on in on Sunday.
I hope so. I don't think so. People can say that I'm hating all across the world. I love Tiger. Let's get that straight. I don't like Tiger. As you would say, I love Tiger, baby. I love him. But I'm also a realist. That's like black movies. Just because they're a black movie don't mean that they're a good movie. Did you ever see Belly 2? Now, that was black movie also, but it wasn't a good movie. Now, back to Tiger. I hope. I've seen this movie before, bro. I just can't roll with him now. Am I on the bandwagon? No. Am I on one of the wheels of the bandwagon? Yes. But am I fully committed to the relationship? No, I'm still cheating. Sorry, Tiger. I love you, but I can't be committed to you anymore.
Yeah,
that's
man.
That's how I feel, bro. We'll see what he do, you know, between now and Sunday. You know, guys like Sergio Garcia was in the lead after Thursday. I knew it wasn't going to last. I think he'll never win a Masters. Put me on a quote on that.
Right. Mark you down for that one.
One thing I want to say about the Masters before we continue, what about the young boy, right, Kiro? The 14-year-old who's playing in the Masters, how impressed are you by this accomplishment by this young man from overseas, from China?
Yeah, I'm very impressed by the young fella. His name is Triang Long. Guan. It almost rhymes, his whole name. But he did pretty good, man, to open up his first round at the Masters and, you know, be on top of some of those guys that have won it before. And then also to do his, you know, the guy's 14, L Boogie. Come on, man, 14 and doing what he did. I give him total props, you know, to come all the way, take a 27-hour flight all the way from where he lives to come out here to the Masters and still perform. And unfortunately, I don't know if he's going to make the cut or not. We're still waiting to hear the news on that. But if he makes the cut, man, it'll be very impressive of the things that he's done, especially being 14. Can you imagine? Well, can you even think about what you were doing when you were 14 years old? You know what I'm saying? So it's just something to see. He's at a plus four right now, tied for 55th. And we'll see if he makes the cut. They're still trying to well, actually, hold on. Give me a minute. Guess what, L Boogie? The guy actually made the cut. Being at a plus four, he made the cut. So we'll see. He still got time to improve. And he shot a 73 yesterday, shot a 75 today. And he's, like I said, he sits at a plus four. And that's not bad for being 14, playing against some grown men who've been playing this game for a while. Check this out. Phil Mickelson is at a plus three, and he's tied for 48. And this guy is right behind him at a plus four. And actually, he's tied with Bubba Watson, the guy who actually won the Masters tournament last year. So that's just an idea of how good this young guy is and what we can expect to look for in the future.
Two things. One, I'm very impressed by the eighth grader. His mental, he never changes his facial demeanor. His swing is just absolutely professional and gorgeous. This kid, remember this name. This kid is going to be a phenom. We're going to, you know, it's like how you compare Kobe to Michael Jordan. You have something to compare to. We will see if this kid can do or capture the sports fans of golf like Tiger did at a young age. It's very compelling. And secondly, that's just how the golf game goes. Bubba Watson tied with the youngin', but he won it last year. Very tricky game. That's why I don't know about Tiger. It's been 5 years since he won a major. Like I said, we've had another Summer Olympics come upon us, and Tiger's not won one. Yes, I'm spoiled. Very much so. I'm very spoiled. So that's what I have to say about Tiger Woods and his capturing the green jacket. Hopefully he gets it.
Yeah, you sound spoiled. I'm telling you, man. But that's the way it goes, man. You know, Tiger is Tiger, man. And so we gonna keep it the way it is. We can't say nothing, man. Can't hate on the Tiger, man. Tiger just got his rower back. You know, bands to make him dance. He back. The knee ain't tweaking. He all right. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to figure out what Tiger going to do. What's next on your list, L Boogie? Because I know I can't keep listening to you dog, my dude, Tiger. What we going to get on? We're going to get on your boy Melo, because I know you're upset that your boy Melo got the streak broke.
Well, we'll get on to that after the commercial, but let's talk about where I just left the national championship game and talk about some of these guys during the week have declared for the NBA draft. My opinion of the national championship game, I was there live. I saw the second half live. Very good game. Couple calls. Like I keep saying, I question these referees. Are they in on it like Ed Rush was? Because it was some questionable calls at the end, but I must have to say it was some bad coaching by Michigan. Coach Beilein, if you're listening, I didn't know how good you were because every coach should make adjustments at halftime. You know Rick Pitino is going to run somebody at number two, second half? You know that. Are you kidding me? And then once you start seeing that, you should have pulled number two. He might have played too long and went with the kid number 23. I don't know. And then you didn't know how many fouls you had to give before the 1-1. You let 22 precious seconds, run off the clock. because as you as a coach, T-Ro, you know that you have to try to stretch the game out to give yourself a chance to win.
Yeah, but I honestly thought that Michigan had an opportunity to win the game, man. I think, like you say, bad coaches. Because there's no way that you have the type of lead that you have on Louisville. And you, I mean, those guys were hot in the first half. The boys couldn't miss a three. And then all of a sudden you get down when the game gets crucial and then you start tightening up. And then now we don't know what's going on with you. Why all of a sudden Louisville is able to make this run. But I have to give Louisville credit because, once again, that press and then that half-court press, the full-court press, It was like Michigan didn't know how to handle that pressure at that time. And that was the wrong time to not know how to break a press because you had the game in hand, 5-5 in the stands. More of the people in the stands are rooting for you, and you let it go. Free the Fab Five T-shirts were being sold. Did you give me a Free the Fab Five T-shirt, L Boogie?
Bro, you know I got it for you, babe. I've been saving it for you for the show.
See, now that's what I'm talking about, baby. Went down there and got your hustle on and got your boy Free Fab Five. That's what I'm talking about, baby.
The streets is always talking. They always moving. And if they want to get into us, bro, they want to get into the asylum. Remember, we're in the streets. So the prisons can't run the asylum. When you go to prison, you go to the asylum. Like Jim Rome, he got the jungle. It's the asylum. Because you're in the streets, baby. 347-855-8896. Get with us on Blog Talk Radio / Streets is Talking Zero. That's not a typo. Remember, Freestyle Friday. We got a couple new guests coming in. Q&A coming up. And T-Ro, last but not least, before the commercial. Those Michigan guys, they did not play like the name on the back of the jersey. Let's go to commercial, bro. We're going to ponder on that. Speech is talking.
Hallelujah. God. Praise God. God. Hallelujah. Tell the police I'ma stack this paper till I overdose. Wodey, holdy, slowly. Back your bitch ass up. You over close. Boy. I overflow or overhose. My niggas is overhyped. Shooting up your fandom. Now they call your shit the Holy Ghost. Mercy, Lord, would you please have mercy and protect me from the hoes that my life ain't sweet, they gon' desert me. Shut the fuck up and stand up when you see me like I'm the verdict. That's respect. Now I got your wifey and you back to using that Jergens, hurting, sipping, spilling, tipping for my niggas who done passed away. Charge your ass a fuck you fee and make you pay your tax today. I'm on a secluded island, swear it feel like Castaway. Put that money in my shooter hands and tell them blast away. I feel like getting paper is my destiny. Till I rest in peace, get money, recipe. So my mind get what you want. Then just leave the rest to me.
Money, money.
Ain't no motherfucking rest for me. Cause ain't nothing more important than the moolah. Ain't nothing more important than the moolah. Hallelujah.
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 Praise God. Hallelujah. Ain't nothing more important than the moolah. Ain't nothing more important than the moolah.
Hallelujah.
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 Rings, 100 chains, slick Rick the ruler. I got hard cribs all in my neck. Got some M's all in that bank. Griff Blake all in that paint. Stacking bread, come watch me play. Pray that never dying broke. Getting cases by the boat. We're shopping by the stove. Shorty snorkel, fed that crab. Eating lifestyle on my dinner plate. Stacking all this money, homie. Trying to see that ceiling break. Moolah ain't everything, homie. It's the only thing. Came from a hall of piss. Straight to the hall of fame. Talk money, we got it. Got it. Fuck boy, shoot your stylus. Stylus. Eating good, I ain't brolic. I'm just chasing them commas high. My niggas ride that five and my bitch is 10. Got that China white, call it German lean. Ain't nothing more important than the moolah. chain,
money,
a fridge,
money,
deep
money,
freezer, and a cooler. Ain't nothing more important than the moolah.
In the moolah.
Ain't nothing more important than the moolah.
In the moolah.
Hallelujah.
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 Praise,
praise God.
God.
Hallelujah.
Ain't nothing more important. God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Man, it's your boy L Boogie. If you want to contact us, get with us, 347-855-8896. On the web, blogtalkradio.com/streetsistalkingwithaZ with an O. Or you can get at me
that's
on the tweet at LBoogie15. And that's not a typo, baby. Roll.
What's up with it, Pivot?
Who our first caller, man? Put us together, man. First caller.
Oh, man, I want to have the pleasure of introducing this first caller, man. This is actually one of my relatives, man, that
okay.
You know how it is, man. You get a relative and one way or another, one of them just seem to make it. You know what I'm
you
saying?
You already know.
Yes, sir. And, man, my kinfolk, man, actually got drafted by the Chicago Bears last year in the 7th round, you know what I mean, which was some hot, you know, that was hot news for the family, you know. But then, you know how the game goes. You go from one team to another real quick and came to find out that my kinfolk was actually out here in Arizona, you feel me, and was actually a Cardinal. But now I got my kinfolk. Hold on, man. We having some technical. Well, let me finish telling my story. Well, he played for the Cardinals, you know what I mean, which was great. Had me and my son come out to one of the games, Miami Dolphins game, which was exciting. First game Julie ever been to, and you know it was pretty live, all due to the kinfolk. And my kinfolk name is Greg McCoy. Hey, G Mac, you there, sir?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, baby, how you doing this evening?
Hey, I'm pretty good. Bless, King.
That's what's happening, man. That's what's happening. I want to introduce you to my co-host, L Boogie. L Boogie, say what's up to the homie.
What the deal? What the deal, big dog? How you doing out there in Minnesota, man?
I'm doing pretty good, man. How about yourself?
Oh, man, doing pretty good. Only thing is that you play for a team. And my team, I'm upset that you got Greg Jennings, man. But it's all right. It's all right. We love to have you on the show.
Yeah, man. That's just how the game go, man. I'm glad y'all got me on the show, though. Can't talk. Y'all boys doing big things, man. I've been listening in a couple of times. I enjoy what I hear. So, man, he asked me to call in, man. I had to show love.
Oh, man, we appreciate that, man. We love you back. We love you back. So, T-Row, you got a question for your cousin?
Oh, man, you already know. I got multiple questions from a kinfolk, man. First of all, kinfolk, first time call. Appreciate you calling in, man. How you doing, you know, with working out during the off season right now? What you got going on?
Oh, man, I'm getting up. I'm going probably working out. I'm working out for 2 hours in the morning. Then I'm working out after once I get done, I'll start my day off probably like around 9 o'clock. And so I finish my first workout probably like at 12. And then after that workout, we'll hit the weight room, and then we'll lift for 2 hours. And after that, I go back to another workout at 7, and then I get out of that at 9. So that's the grind. That's the grind every day.
Wow.
Nice.
Before you continue, Ro, that was a great question for our young listeners who wants to make it. It's not just one workout. It's like it's sort of like a job, but I know that you make it fun. So for our young listeners, just a little side bite, because everybody thinks that you could just get there, but from the workouts, from what you're saying, it takes a lot of hard work and dedication. But go ahead, Ro, continue.
Yeah, I'm making
fun.
What's
going on? Tell me your thoughts about this year's draft. Are you really like, is there anybody we should be looking out for? Or is it just going to be like a little, just a regular draft, you think?
I think the way everything going, there's always going to be some surprises in the draft. So it's really hard for just like like a cat to just say what you predict gonna happen. So it's always some surprise. It's gonna be some pretty good cats, especially coming out of TCU. We got a cat, Josh Boyce, that's gonna come out, and Ansley McParker that's gonna come out. You really gotta look out for them boys because they're a great talent, and they gonna cause some hell when they get to the league. I believe so.
What position do they play?
Josh Boyce played wide receiver. He was one of the leading wide receivers in the nation this year. Collegiate.
Okay.
And Stanley Maponga, he played DN. So he was one of the top DNs coming out this year.
Okay.
That's what's up. How's the league treating you? Is it like what we think it's like, or is it something different? Do you have to really prepare yourself for this game, or is it something different? Like, you know, some of these superstars we don't really see doing too much, but then we turn on ESPN and the Manning brothers got 707 going on. Does that happen, you know, in the league often with a lot of players, or is it just, you know, those elite players that go out there and do things like that?
No, I mean, cats do what they feel like they need to do to maintain their talent and, you know, stay in shape, you know. But you got guys like men and families that, you know, they some hard workers, man. They got a different work ethic than a lot of other cats. So I think it just depends on what kind of leaders you got on your team. But them guys being those type of leaders, they're able to get stuff like that together. You know what I'm saying? They're able to put their money into certain things like that. For their team in order to get that edge. Of course, it's stuff like that that go on every now and again. I wouldn't, you know, not necessarily 7-on-7, but just guys getting together and just, you know, we might meet up somewhere probably depending on, like a lot of cats from the Cardinals came down here to Dallas, and we all got together. We used to grind hard for like a month straight. So, that's pretty typical in the league, especially when you got guys trying to get better.
Right. That's good to know. That's absolutely good to know. Let me ask you this. This is my last question for you before I let L Boogie give you a couple of questions. What is your first thought about Geno Smith?
Geno Smith, man, he's a tremendous talent. I mean, a lot of guys, they try early in his season, they try to compare him to Robert Griffin. But honestly, in my opinion, he's not a Robert Griffin. But I do think he's a tremendous talent. And I think, you know, when the pressure's on and you know, he's a quarterback. So when the pressure's on and things start to get bad, when people start to put that pressure on him, I think he's going to step up to the plate. You know, it's always people that's going to doubt your talents and try to put you down. But I think that cat going to really do something whenever his opportunity comes.
Wow.
That's what's up. Look, you got a couple questions, Kimfo?
I just got one. Well, maybe two, but I just got one question for you to start off. How is it in practice when you were with the Cardinals guarding Larry Fitzgerald? How was that experience?
Oh, man, great experience. I learned a lot, man. Actually, Larry was one of the first guys who introduced himself to me when I was in the locker room, which is a big surprise to me. I was thinking, you know, but with me being a rookie, you know, I'm kind of like everybody else. I just got this interpretation or this view of the league and the superstars of the league being a certain type of way. And he was actually one of the first guys to come and shake my hand and introduce himself, which I already knew who he was, but That kind of mentality kind of just carried over to the field, you know. And we was out there. It was a great experience. I learned a lot from him. I figured, you know, who better to guard than Larry Fitzgerald. So that did a lot for my confidence, especially being a young corner in the league, you know. And off top, I'm guarding Larry Fitzgerald every day. And he made sure, you know, the coaches sometimes they'll try to tell me, you know, don't, you know, that's Larry, or, you know what I'm saying. But Larry be like, man, just we got to grind. I ain't going to get no better if you ain't out here trying to work. So,
right.
Yeah, I had a lot of respect for Larry, man. I admire the guy he is, and it was a great experience, man, just being around him on and off the field.
Okay. Now we in the streets is talking. Now you in the asylum now. Remember that, you know, you can't let the prisoners take over the asylum, but we done took it over. I got one last question for you, and you can be truthful. Are
right.
those quarterbacks in Arizona NBG for real? And that stands for nothing but garbage. Don't give me the political answer. You in the streets. Are they really that terrible?
Nah, they not, man. Nah, they not. But, you know, a lot of people, football players, we play the game, and everybody else, they watch. You know, I mean, it's the same thing. You know, people call Tony Romo a terrible quarterback. But we all play the game. So we know what talent is, and we know what a good quarterback looks like, and we know some of the issues that go on inside of the game that cause these quarterbacks to make these kind of mistakes. But, no, I don't think there are any NFL quarterbacks that are garbage, and that's from the bottom of my heart. But people who don't really know about football and people don't really know that much about, you know, playing the position or being out there or just watching the quarterback with his mannerisms, his mechanics, and the things that he do, those are the guys they just, if he's not making a play, they say he sucks. Well, you never played that position. You know, I think, you know, a lot of people that talk about the game, people, they are journalists. They either journalists or they people who don't play the game. And that's it. So they don't really know, you know, if these guys are really garbage or not. They just, you know, they just saying he's not making the play. But from my perspective, I say no.
That's
okay.
What's up.
Man, that was a great interpretation of just quarterbacks in the league, period. Because it's sometimes when I go crazy. I got a little foam ball, and I throw it. I got the ticket, and I throw it at the TV sometimes and say, I could be better than that guy. But I know it's an 11-on-11 sport. It takes every guy to do his particular job
right.
for that to go on. So, you know, I kind of like understand. What number are you wearing for Minnesota this year so we can be looking out for you and our callers can know that, you know, to get that. And also, you know, if you got a Twitter, you know, if they want to tweet you or whatnot, you can get that information in the streets too.
I don't tweet. I don't have a, I'm saying, but I'm
catch never, me at the crib.
Yeah, you know, if you want to know what I'm doing and how I'm doing, man, if you got my number.
What number are you
on
in the
streets? Number 20. Big C, little C.
There it is.
Ken Folk, appreciate you calling in, baby. You know it's much love from over here, man. Can't wait to see you getting it in when the season starts, man, and all the best of the luck to you, baby, you know?
Already, man. I appreciate the love.
Man, we're going to send you a T-shirt. Now. You are our first professional caller, man. We got to most definitely send you a T-shirt. You was in the asylum. You was up in the spot. We most definitely got to get you in. And make sure you tell a friend, and tell a lot of girlfriends who love the sports. So, you know, love sports, and they can, you know, get on here and add us. We appreciate
you,
man.
Oh, yeah. Already. Thank y'all, man.
Man,
no
much
doubt.
Love to you, Ken Folk.
Yeah, love.
L Boogie, you see what I'm saying, man? That's love from the family. You know what I mean? Somebody who
actually made it
that can give us some insight. You dig?
Oh, man, there it is. And Monday, hopefully we can have London Fletcher from the Washington Redskins. Remember, last show I said I was in ATL and I got a chance to, you know, wiggle and jiggle. And, you know how you be in the streets, and I got a chance to, you know, talk to him. And he said he might come into the asylum and get in. So we'll see. But, yeah, that was our first professional athlete on the show. Well, we got to make sure we, you know, mark that down. But
it's already
written
down in the books, baby.
You know, he has some great insight. You know, we do say guys are MBG.
Put them on that block quick. Don't get back there to the alley, baby. Trash truck coming.
You know, being a fan, we always criticize, we always critique in any sport. Oh, he could have dunked it, but like one guy always told me, if he could have dunked it, he would have dunked it. He's a professional. If he coulda, he woulda. So that was great insight. And he, like he said, when you make it to the shield, as you would call it, bro, the shield, the NFL, which stands not for long. If you're there for a couple weeks, you've made more money than an average guy making a year on a Sunday. You might get a $45,000-$50,000 check after taxes.
Yeah, buddy, you know, because Uncle Sam got to get his. You know what I mean? We're going to run to our next caller real quick before we go to the commercial, L Boogie. And here we go. Hey, oh, man. Hold on, L Boogie. There we go. Caller, what's your name? Where you calling from?
Hello? What's up with you, fam? It's your boy checking in from Vegas. It's Ray. Just want to give a shout-out to all my fam out there, my boy T, my boy L Boogie. What's going on with the fam?
Oh, man, we chilling, man. Where you at? You down in Vegas, man. You're getting the bets going, huh? We know we talked to Sean Rizzi, man. We know we got to have some money on the table, baby.
Oh, man, you know that. Shit, we down here at the good old Caesars over here trying to hang out. Looking at the good old, you know what I'm saying, looking at the scoreboard, see what we got. I see everybody saying the Lakers got a good chance of making the playoffs now. So, I think they got a pretty good chance too. So, what they going to do when they get there?
I tell you this. I don't even know if I want to make the playoffs because what you going to do, play another two more weeks and then get your vacation plans together?
Yeah, but like I said, though, you know what I'm saying? What is the playoffs without the Lakers, you know? They really had no playoffs without Boston and the Lakers. So, you know, as long as they're in there, you know what I'm saying, feel like a playoff atmosphere.
I got to ask you a question, Sean Ray. You know, we've watched this college basketball. We've watched a couple things. Let me ask you this. It's a couple guys that went pro this week. Do you think that they're ready for the league? What do you think their impact will be? I'm going to give you three guys in particular. Cody Zeller, Michael Carter Williams, and the other kid from Indiana, Victor Oladipo. Is that his name, T-Ro? What's his last name? I can't pronounce it.
Oladipo.
Oladipo. Yes, yes. I mean, that's a great question. You know, I mean, personally, I mean, exactly. I mean, I think they were at the head of the class. You know, I mean, I think they got a great chance of, you know, making an impact. And we all know about the NBA. You know, you got to go when you're hot. A lot of these guys, you know what I'm saying, when they underclassmen, you know, they got a great chance and they got exposure and they make a good run. And then a lot of these guys come back. Some of them do. And, you know, they don't have the same impact or the same run. And they draft slatter, they struggle. You know, they get to the NBA and they struggle. So, me, it's all about opportunity. You got to go when you're hot. So, those three guys are in the classroom, I think they got a great chance of coming to make an impact. They're all going to be lottery picks, you know, and you got to go when you're hot, you know. So, that's my opinion about it. And, I mean, I think they all have decent careers. I don't think any of them being multiple all-stars, but I think they all got a great chance of having a good career.
So like DMX, I'm kind of hot right now, huh?
Exactly. You know, not all those three of those, I think probably Cody Zeller probably got the best opportunity of having the best career as far as the NBA.
Well, I'm going to quote a line from Jay-Z. He's okay, but he's not real.
You know, I heard you guys, you know what I'm saying, talking about the, you know what I'm saying, we got the league starting up here now. So I want to get, we already know all the chains, all the free agent changes they've been making. I want to know, who's your sleeper team? Who's your sleeper team to get to the playoffs and maybe to make a little noise? We all know the obvious, you know, the teams, the Patriots, the Broncos, the 49ers. You know, we all know those teams. Who's your team you looking to make an impact and be a sleeper team? It's not on people's radar.
Bro, you want to go
first? The Cowboys. And that's all you need to know. Nobody else.
Cowboys. Wow.
The Cowboys. You don't want to hear it, but I'm going to tell you. The streets are talking. It's our turn. We can't be denied no more. Jerry got to quit tweeting.
And the funny part about that is, too, It's supposed to be that year every year, the Cowboy.
I don't want to talk to you no more, Ray.
No, no, no. Team, oh, so with that being said, one of these times they got to show up, right?
I mean, it's only been 12 years.
Wow. How old is little T-Lo? He just turned 11, am I correct?
Right. We're the dreaming boy. Boy, I tell you, that's bad.
Wow, but I love it, though. A dedicated fan. To answer your other question about a sleeper on my perspective, you know, I'm going to say a couple teams, and you might, you know, say I'm crazy, but a lady on another sports show, a guy mom, she said the Miami Dolphins.
She sure did.
Just because she said the Miami Dolphins, I'm going to say they're going to be a sleeper team. That probably will make the playoffs. They made a couple of dishes. I had to go in the archives. They have made a splash. They look like they're okay. Defensive line, linebackers. Man, you might have something there. NFC, watch out. It's a tough conference, and they might not make the playoffs, but every game is going to be interesting. And, you know, you never know, depending on how they draft or their running back situation. Watch out for the St. Louis Rams with Jeff Fisher over there.
Hey, you know, I'm going to give you my sleeper, Meeks and T. I'm going to leave y'all on this note. I think mine, I mean, y'all, like I said, it's one of the ones that might be out there, but I'm going to roll with Detroit. I think this is going to be their time that they're going to actually make a little run and make a little noise in the playoffs. I ain't going to say they're going to get all the way there, but I think they'll be the sleeper team, a little surprise team a lot of people be talking about, you know, this season. Which, you know, the addition of Reggie Bush, I think that gives them a little element. And then I think they got a little experience. A lot of folks won't be talking about them like they did the last couple of seasons, but I think they'll be able to, ready to make a run and make a little noise.
Hold on one second before you go to AFC. I'm a man. I hope so, because as a quote from Bart Scott, they couldn't stop a nosebleed last year. I hope they do some of this draft to get their defense together. But go ahead, your AFC sleeper.
My AFC sleeper.
Yep.
Oh man, that's tough. The AFC is so tough over there. Oh man, I can't give you one. They got so many tough teams. They got the cream of the crop. So you know, I think
one of
the regulars you don't expect to be out of there.
Guess what? I'm going to give you a team that you wouldn't even think, and that's my whole title. I thought I'd never say it. Man, maybe the Cleveland Browns might end up 8-8.
Oh, you're
going
to
talk
about that one.
Cleveland ain't
going to do
y'all
10
years away. Y'all worse than the Cowboys.
Now you're stretching.
That's not my team, but at least they'll be 500 this year. I want to go out on a limb and say they'll be 8-8 or 9-7.
But that's fair though. I can see
They haven't won over seven games in maybe 10 years. Can I give them that? With a new owner, so maybe they might do something. They might rejuvenate the city, because I told you, everybody's planking. They're walking the plank. They're trying to jump off a cliff. They don't want to be there, so maybe because it's a football town, if they bring some more wins, maybe some people will stay living there. But people are migrating and getting out of that city. Man, the Browns got to rejuvenate the city. It's all on their shoulders.
Hey, Ray, we appreciate you calling, man. We got to get to a couple other callers, man, and it's Freestyle Friday. We appreciate the love, man. And, hey, get at us on Monday, you dig?
Okay, fam, y'all have a great show. Y'all be good.
No doubt. Be safe down there in Vegas, man.
One.
Hey, L Boogie, before we go to commercial, man, I got a special guest I'm about to bring on, man. And this is the love of my life, you know what I mean? And it's my mama.
Oh, Mama Hudgens, she didn't call in.
Well, I am here, and I just don't know what to say about what all of y'all are saying, because I have no idea about football or basketball. But I just want to say...
Well, you know about the Cowboys.
Well, I do love my Dallas teams. I don't care who they are. I'm a Stone fan. But anyway, I've been listening to you all, but I just haven't been saying anything, but I have really been enjoying the show, whatever you all call this. But I just want you to know I love you.
We love you too, Mama.
Okay.
Love you back.
And how's Mom and Dad?
Oh, man, they're doing great. They're doing great. I'm going to tell them you called the show, and they better call in.
All right, then. Okay. Well, Trent, I love you. You know that. And I'll be listening to you all. I think you're doing a wonderful job. And you know what I am? I'm a Christian praying for you all. You know that.
Yes, ma'am.
Man, we appreciate the prayers, Mama. You listen to this. Your voice has been heard worldwide.
Oh, my goodness. Well, hello, fans. Okay, then, y'all. I love you all. Y'all keep doing what you're
love
doing.
You too.
Okay.
All
right. All righty.
See you soon.
Okay, bye-bye.
Yeah,
you
but won't. You know we had to get Moms on the line. You know how it go, Pippin.
Man, I miss that good food she used to cook when she come down, man. Tell her, come on back, man. We love her. Bring that old Southern cooking back to Phoenix, man.
You know what I mean? That's the way
as
it's going
see,
down.
As they see, Ro. Anybody can call in. It's easy, 347-855-8896. Press the one button. You can get into the asylum. Even Mama Hudgens, she got into the asylum. She a prisoner now. That's what it is. Street credibility just went out the roof.
All right. Well, L Boogie, we're going to go to a commercial real quick. Moms, if you're there, go ahead and hang up, and I'll call you a little bit later. And
she going to ground you.
Yeah, you already know, because I can't play the music that I want to play. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Mama. Hang up. Remember, it's a hip-hop twist. The streets is talking. When we come back, a little bit more on the NBA, a little bit more on these guys going to the league. And as always, we're going to stay giving the props and the praise to all the youngers and the student-athletes, and we love the community. We love the business. Freestyle Friday. Call us. Call in. We got a couple rappers on standby. They ready to bang the mic. Let's go. Well, let's go to commercial. And always, we want to give shout-outs to the producer, DJ Steph, and all everybody that's listening. We thank you for listening in. Hit us up, Ro. Put us together.
This is what we're going to have to do, brother. Give me just a minute.
No doubt.
Let me tell you one thing before we go to commercials, L. You know, I want to give a big shout-out to all our listeners that's ever called in, man, because, you know, that's what makes us go around. You know what I mean? I love everybody that's been called in. I always like to give a shout-out to everybody that's around. And, you know, we keep it moving, you know what I mean? And big shout-outs to you and my dude, Jules the G, because, you know, we always talked about doing it, but now here we are really doing it, you know what I mean? So big ups to you, big ups to Jules the G. You guys be on assignment, traveling, doing your thing, you know what I mean? That's the way it is, man. You know, it's always a brotherly love here, man.
Oh, man, you know what to call it? You know what the callers doing, Ro?
What they doing, baby?
They're teaching us rolling. They're teaching us on the streets. Let's go.
Niggas put prices on my head. Now I got 2 rock bottles by my bed. I bleed them lead. Now I'm released. How will I live? Will God forgive me for all the dirt a nigga did? To be kids, one life to live. It's so hard to be positive when niggas shooting at your crib. Mama, I'm still thugging. The world is a war zone. My homies are inmates, and most of them dead grown. Full grown, following your man. So scheming on ways to put the greatest on the palms of my empty hand. Just picture me rolling. Crossing the beans on the rings that is stolen. My dreams are tinted, my hopes are gone. I'm like a bean and finally feeding on the dope is gone. My nerves are wrecked, heart beating and my head is swollen. Thinking of the G's I'll be holding. Picture me rolling. Baby, now. Move to the side a little bit so you can get a clear picture.
Can't see it.
Picture me rolling.
Yeah, nigga. Hey, but peep how my niggas like do it. Get some back.
I got keys coming from overseas. Cost a nigga 200 G's. I'm a street commando, Nino, for example. This lavish lifestyle is hard to handle. So I got the flow, cause I'm more like a boss player. Thug bred to be a woman layer. So many player haters imitate the steady swinging. Make me wanna start bang banging. So I'm caught up in the game. Dress code change. Packing 40 Glocks to tame or rearrange. All that jealousy and envy coming from my enemies. While I'm sipping on Remand, running back lacks the Chevys on the roam. 96 big body sitting no chrome. We had about the zone, stone facing his own. You can admire, but don't look too long. I'm living a dream with triple beans and my pockets bulging. It's hard to imagine. Picture me rolling.
Formulate a caper. Cause a nigga straight suffering from like I haven't paid for. My bitch finna have a bastard seat, so I need to hit the lick drastically. I see some bowling ass niggas and they slipping in my spot. And I'm digging the block, they got a chicken in the pot.
We caught him sleeping, he didn't feed you niggas creeping. It's how we do it every weekend, I dump the mat. The time I count the proper CTO, you got the wrong spot. Niggas, I'm clocking. I get the liquor and you can get the female. It's crooked shit that we inflict and get the street.
Smooth as a motherfucker, me and my nine. I'm cool as a motherfucker, I'ma get mine. Now we're satisfied. Got the pockets on stolen balls, hog in this pocket. Nigga, picture us a rebel.
Y'all ready for me? Picture me rolling roll call. You know, some motherfuckers out there I just could not forget about. I want to make sure they can see.
Y'all ready for me?
Number one on my list, Clinton Correctional Facility.
We number one on the list, sports talk show on the internet.
Can you see me from there?
You got to picture us rolling. You got to call us. You got to get in the asylum with us. 855-347-855-8896. Shout out to all us. Streets in the country and the world that's listening in, tuning in, running to their phone, running to the website, getting in. It's Frenzy. It's Frenzy Friday. It is Freestyle Friday as well. Let's recap a little bit. We talked about Tiger Woods. He's in fourth place right now, two strokes back. We talked about the NCAA tournament. A couple things. Hardaway Jr. and Glenn Robinson III did not play like they were juniors in the third. We talked about the officiating. We talked a little bit about NFL football. Wow. We capping on everything. That's what we do in the streets. Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. Eastern. You better tune in. If you don't, you're hating. Like Jay-Z say, listen to me, and if you don't like it, pay me no mind. Just tell your friends to just listen one time, and if they don't like it, they don't got a call no more. But just give us a chance. Well, I got one thing to say, like EPMD used to say. Please listen to my demo. Please listen to my demo.
That's all we want you to do. Listen to the demo, please.
And if they missed it, call and tell them. They can still get it back in the recording, in the archives.
Yes, sir. All 12 shows.
Oh, man. Let's do it, bro.
Hey,
can
we
talk? Before we go to Freestyle Friday. Yeah, before, can I say one thing before the caller come on? Maybe he can talk about it, too.
What's up?
My New York Knicks. Will they get past the first round this year, bro?
Yep.
I'm so ecstatic. I mean, at first I wasn't impressed with the win streak, but I'm starting to notice, like our caller said on Friday, that Carmelo has developed a little bit and made a couple guys better. But like I said, I don't grade guys on regular season when you're not. when you're not to be great, when they brand you. You're wearing the Jordan brand. You played on two Olympic teams. I need to see more.
Well,
I need to see more.
Hold on before you go any further. Let's ask one of the callers who, man, I know personally, man, is a jump shooter. He kind of, you know, he kind of like Carmelo, man. If you want to score, he's going to score at any time. And it's one of our most faithful callers, Skeeter Moe Jenkins Johnson Jr., the third. You on the line, baby?
Hey, man, you know I'm here, man. Yeah, did.
You hear L Boogie is kind of disgruntled about Carmelo Anthony and his New York Knicks. If you didn't know, the New York Knicks is his favorite team. And the question is, do you think the New York Knicks are going to get out of the first round of the playoffs this year in the Eastern Conference?
Man, for sure. They're going to get up out of that first round, second round, too.
Ooh. You heard it, L Boogie. Does that bring a little confidence to you, baby, knowing that the caller said that you just might get out of the second round, baby?
I really do. I think that's a vote of confidence. I appreciate that, sir.
Already. Yeah, Melo got some help over there now, you know, with J.R. Smith. And, you know, as long as Stoudemire stay healthy, man, they going to make a run this year, man.
I believe so, too, Skeeter Moe. And I've been trying to tell L Boogie that this is not the same Carmelo Anthony that was in Denver. This is a different Carmelo Anthony that has really taken strides into becoming the best. And L and I were talking a couple of weeks ago about how the players who go to, let's say, the Olympics, when they go to the Olympics and they play together with all these superstars and all-stars, their game begins to change and they begin to take a little something from each other's page out of their playbook. And they know how to, you know, figure certain things out. Do you think that if the Miami Heat and the New York Knicks met up in the Eastern Conference Finals, you think that the New York Knicks have a chance to win the series over the Miami Heat? If that should happen?
Ro, that's a hard one right there. But for your first remark and comment, yeah, absolutely. You know, after going to, you know, an elite stage as far as, like, the Olympics and the All-Stars, you know, everybody does seem to sharpen their tools a little bit. Now, on the second note, as far as Miami and New York, man, I would love to see that in the finals. That would be a good game, or, you know, for them to play as far as in the playoffs. But I don't, man, Trent, man, Melo's going to have to play his heart out, man, and everybody's going to have to be on the same accord, you know what I'm saying?
But can you hear me?
To beat Miami, man, you're going to have to be doing something.
Go ahead, old Boogie, we can hear you. Yes,
bro.
Yo, did L,
I'm here,
can
bro.
You hear L Boogie? Can you hear L Boogie? L Boogie trying to ask you a question.
There's
something wrong. He on them thick walls on the other side of the silence. He's trying to get in and ask you a question.
Can you hear me now?
Oh, I got you, L. What's up?
Can Raymond Felton do his job to help us get to the next level?
Man, absolutely, man. I love that little guy, man, because he can control the area that he's in. He got that faithful teardrop, and he's a good assist, man. He's a good passer, man, more like Jason Kidd, you know what I'm saying? But he could dribble through, you know, the pressure. Man, I love that guy, man. Man, shout out to, man, that dude Felton, man. That boy is cold with that pill.
But he's fat.
Man, so... But that boy, I love that teardrop, man, and he got a crossover out of this world, man. I like that boy game, man. He got swag with it, too. And he playing on the best team, man, with Melo. You know, other than my Mavericks, man, I got to go with New York. You know what I'm saying? Because, man, they got my colors on, you know, that blue and that orange over there, man. You know, that's that Hoover, you know. but we wear blue and yellow. We wear blue and yellow where I'm from. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, man. Them Knicks, up. Man, they gonna make a run. And Felton, yeah, and that would be a good matchup, man, for Miami. You know, with Chalmers against Felton, and everybody matching up like that, man, that would be a good game, a good series right there.
What are your thoughts about the L.A. Lakers? Should they hold on to the 8th seed? Will they win a series or go far in the playoffs?
Man, now that there, Trent, you know Kobe, man, he mess around and be in the finals, or they could be out in the first. You know what I'm saying? It's like a toss-up because you don't never know what they're going to bring to the table the next day, if they're going to stay consistent. Or if they going to, you know, have some type of mental error and everybody's not on the same page, you know.
That's a good synopsis. Who knows what Laker team you're going to get. They look good now, but shoot, next four games it might be a bad matchup. You never know.
Yeah, and mind you, Ro, the Mavericks did sweep them boys, what was that, 2 years ago?
2 years ago. Championship was on two years ago.
Yeah, we swept them boys. So, you know, I rode around Dallas, Texas with a blue broom in the car. <right around.
laughs> Dusting them off. Get up out of here. Yeah.
Dusting them off, bro. You know, so, you know, you never know with Kobe, man. Kobe might be ready to get him another ring, man.
He just might. And this could be the year. If he can do whatever it is that gets him going, I think he just might be able to get it in to where he can win another championship, man. Because what he showed me the other night by scoring 47 and keeping his team in it and kind of getting his wheels turning, Kobe is not a healthy Kobe. And Kobe doing this, yeah, I'd be scared if I was, you know, anybody, you know, that's got to go up against this team or up against this guy because – I mean, you get Gasol back into the mix and you get Dwight Howard kind of get his mind straight, you know, to actually winning and getting the feel for winning. You never know what might just happen with the Lakers. And if Kobe went in six, Kobe mess around and retire.
Exactly.
Are you done?
Yeah,
I'm done.
Oh, I heard it was
like my man.
Right, man.
It's coming up, but I gotta say one thing on what T-Ro just said, like my man Frank the detective in Scarface. Wait a minute.
There you go.
He's like, wait, the Lakers, Paul Gasol. When they start banging and busting and combusting, you know, banging elbows and cracking ribs and, you know, hard fouling. I don't know about that guy in the playoffs. It's going to be real tough. Remember, these guys are old. I don't know if they go to Denny's and get their Social Security meal.
Oh, man, quit the playing. I mean, I hate the Lakers too, but come on, man. If they can show up in the last three, four games, and then it just depends on matchups. If they have to play San Antonio, they're going to run the dog doodle out of San Antonio. It just hurts if they have to play Oklahoma City.
Let me say this. Any matchup, if you go from 1-3, or one, whoever, Oklahoma City, the Clippers, and the Spurs, you have a point guard that Steve Nash cannot stay in front of. So you can say matchups, but when your head of the snake is being penetrated off on every play, you're playing 4-on-5 every possession. You're scrambling every possession.
Skeetamo, what's your thoughts?
My girl almost slapped me because she's trying to say something. She said that they not going to make it out the first round. Period, point blank, playing 1, 2, or 3. She said they are not going to win seven games, 4 out of 7 games with either or 1, 2, or 3.
Boy,
I agree.
Whatever y'all just said, it just sparked the lines.
Because I see some numbers, and I think some of these numbers are some L.A. Laker fans, and they, I don't think they're happy.
They can't be at all.
Yeah, I'm going to let you
go, man.
Go, man.
Give
him
up. Give it a quick minute, and we'll be right back with you on the Freestyle Friday.
I'm waiting on you, man. Much love, maximum respect to you, Boo Meek, and to Juga G.
You already know. Let me try to get one of these Laker fans on real quick. Hold on. Skeeter, in a minute.
Already.
We appreciate Skeeter Moe with that jewel that he dropped. And I'm going to say this. Yes, Kobe will go for 40s and 50s and have a, you know, whatever he's going to try to do with the assists. But let's be honest. We know they play the games, but I still don't think that the Lakers can get out of that first round. Everybody's 0-0. Let's not get it twisted. Remember the, you know, my New York Knicks. We knocked the Miami Heat back in 99 in the shortened season, 1-8. Yes, Golden State beat Dallas Mavericks, if you don't recall that, Ro, when they had the best record in the league, not just in the conference. So it can be done.
Shut
but this Laker team, when you go to the bench, who you? Jody Meeks, Antoine Flipper Jamerson, Steve Blake. We know how he get in the playoffs. What did he do last year? He had a double jumper in game 3, and he blew it. You got what's my man name? Eddie Clark. He's decent. But let's be honest. Let's go to the bench. You have no one there. You compare the L.A. Lakers bench to the other three teams' bench, and what? Everybody's going to play 48 minutes like Kobe Bryant? Listen to this.
Hold
Kobe
on,
was
hold
born
on,
for this.
Hold on, L. Hold on, before you go any further, because you know the lines are blowing up, man. I think I got an L.A. Laker fan on the phone who want to tap in to you, man. Hold on for just a second. Hold that thought. Hey, caller, what's your name and where you calling from?
Yo, man, it's Coffee, man. Calling from Inglewood, California, man.
Are you an L.A. Laker fan, first of all?
Yes, sir, all day, for life.
And have you been hearing how my co-host, L Boogie, has been talking about the Lakers? Tell me what you're feeling and what your thoughts about that.
First of all, I just want to say happy Friday to the Screechers talking. Secondly, L Boogie must be drinking that Haterade, man. He over here calling my team old, talking about the head of the snake going off. He over there drinking straight Haterade. That's the fact. Every point guard in the West, of course, is going to outdo Steve Nash. We understand that. But he ain't even playing. So we're not really too much worried about that. We got the heart of a champion. We got Kobe Jelly Bean Bryant, who's balling out of his mind. All I got to say is this. We get into the playoffs, and we go against those Spurs, I'm guaranteeing we're going to beat them. That's it. That's all I got to say.
Ooh. He said he guaranteed it.
You heard it here first.
You heard it here first.
All official.
I'll say this. To your account, I can say that. Any team that plays the Spurs in the first round, they got a chance without Tony Parker being healthy. But that's the belly of the beast injury. And I think that playing San Antonio, any team has a chance. I do give you that credit. But after that, your team is NBG. Nothing but garbage. I'm sorry. They can't even beat the Clippers.
Hey, Boogie, I'm letting you know. Right here. First screen to watch it. You ain't doing nothing but hate on my team. We not garbage. Look at the roster. Look at what my man did. How you going to call somebody who's scoring 41 down there with that games with the senior citizen people still hooping? All we got to do is get in, L Boogie. The rest is going to be history. It'll be made. 2013, you're about to see history made. You're going to see the Jackie Robinson movie, and you're going to see the Lakers take the championship.
That's who said the Jackie Robinson movie, which I'm going to see later on, midnight, you know what I mean? Give me a good seat.
Yo, you got to believe, dude.
So what do you say? How far do you predict the Lakers going? Y'all going to win the championship number 6 for Kobe?
Yo, man, we got a real good opportunity to win that number 6, man. Ain't nobody looking at us right now. We sleepy, we're going to walk on in, and hey, anything can happen when you got Kobe. It's already proven.
I understand that. You have one Kobe Bryant, and you have 4 other guys on the team. Kobe can't guard all 5 guys. Kobe can't rebound every play. Kobe can't, you know, assist to himself. It's going to be tough for the Bean Bryant.
Hey, if Kobe got to get 81 every game, then the streets really will be talking, because it will happen.
You know I'm going to be talking about it, because if he score 81, I know it's going to be in a loss.
I'm going to say it ain't so.
Yeah, that's big time, man. Well, hey, man, Coffee, man, we appreciate the first time calling in, man. You know, man, I'm glad you called in. You're the traveling man, too. I need to keep you on tap with the L.A. News with Jules and G. But Jules and G be on, man, that boy be on the go. You feel me?
For sure, man.
That's what's up, man. And, you know, Mondays and Fridays, man. Tell a friend. Hey, L. Boogie, tell him what to say.
Tell a friend, and tell a girlfriend. We need him.
Gotcha. That's what it is, man.
Cool. All right, man, y'all have a good Friday.
Oh, no question. Be safe in the streets, and you know your street credibility is safe. You was in the asylum tonight, so we got you locked in. Your fingerprints have been taken, and you in.
Yeah, Boogie, that's what it is, man. You know, L.A. Lakers fan called in, was upset that we was talking about the team, man, and wasn't trying to hear that tonight.
I know. My condolences to the Lakers early. I really don't think they're going to do nothing. Like I said, I'm going back to my man Jay-Z. He's okay, but he's not real. They'll make it to the playoffs, but that's it. They're going to go fishing early.
Get your
checking
fishing
the check. And Ernie, they're going to have the pitcher up there early, real early this year. And for the Lakers fan, this song is dedicated to you. I know you riding. Man, we're going to have Freestyle Friday when we come back. We appreciate you. Hopefully you're enjoying the show. Get at us. Get at me. L Boogie 15 on Twitter. You can get with Raw Always Streets is Talking at yahoo.com. Get on our Facebook page. Let's go.
It bothers me when the guards get to acting like the broads. Guess everything doesn't come complete with niggas like ours. That's why I see no need to compete with niggas like y'all. I just ask that when you see me, you speak up, nigga, that's all. Don't be ducking like you never wanted nothing. It's feeling like rap changed. It wasn't time, it was rugged. Back when if a nigga reached, it was for the weapon. Nowadays, niggas reach just to study records. Spaghetti bolognese in a polo lounge. Me and my G from D.C., that's how I roll around. Might look like, but we heavy though. You think Drake would pull some shit like that, you never know. $1 million meetings in a polo lounge. Me and my man Oliver North, that's how I roll around. Shorty wanna tell me secrets by the rap, nigga. I tell that bitch it's more attractive when you hold it down. Kobe about to lose 150 M's. Kobe my nigga, I hate it, had to be him. Bitch, you wasn't with me shooting in the gym.
Huh.
Bitch, you wasn't with me shooting in the gym.
Tell Lucy and I said, fuck it, I'm tearing holes in my budget. Bag of like we in public, then take her ass out in public. Ordered it up for late, told her butterflies, she'll love it. She used to soda and nuggets, she really just tired sucking. I'm just hitting my pinnacle, you and pussy identical. You like the fucking finish line, we can't wait to run into you. But let me get my mind off that young rich motherfucker getting mine off rap with my niggas.
I ride for my niggas, dawg. I ride for my niggas. I slide for my niggas, dawg. I ride for my niggas.
Thank you, man. Niggas tryna get at me.
Dawg.
I ride for my niggas. Spanucci coupe to that ghost dog. Pigeons on the roof like ghost dog. The white Howard on the post, dog. My niggas got the powder through the post, dog. Watch the body tilt when you hit the head. Niggas lost meals trying to beat the fed. 10 grams off my last 250 now. Big ass crib, 250 down. Damn. Gave my nigga Mag 75. Then they gave my nigga penthouse another 30. Fuck. Got me thinking like a 75. Damn. Nigga ain't even seen 30. I ride for my niggas, dawg. I ride for my niggas. I slide for my niggas, dawg. I ride for my niggas.
Woo-wee.
I'ma ride for my New York niggas. They trying to get at us, bro. I'ma ride for them. You know what the coldest line was, bro?
What's that?
She wasn't with me when I was shooting in the gym.
Right. You know? That's what man, it is, man.
Back. We back Freestyle Friday. The streets is talking. It's your boy L Boogie. Man. Listen here. It's your boy. And you know, since, you know, I host this show, I'm going to get a little, put a little something together, bro. You know, it's Friday, and we chilling. And, you know, I'm going to put something down on the microphone real fast. You know what I mean? So, listen, 12 times 2, I don't know. Should it equal 24? I don't know. It's your boy in the spot. I don't know what I'm going to do, but I'm going to pop. Huh, man, I'm like pop. What you gonna do? You gonna box or throw rocks? I'm coming to you unorthodox. My mind, yeah, is like a paradox. Now, oh shoot, like peroxide. It's your boy, yeah, like the far side. It ain't like back in the day. Everybody walking past my street trying to spray. He spraying them sixes. I don't understand, but I got some. I ain't gonna say it. Mark me out. I don't know what it did, cross me out. I can't really rap, but I hold straps. And I got your little female on my lap. They done cut my man Ricky from Reebok. Talking about Molly's, oh my goodness, it had to stop. It's your boy Boo Meeks, man, a.k.a. L Boogie. We covered in the spot. And you know, I always wanted to get in, you know, roll and flow every now and then. But just a little snippet, you know, they cut Ricky Ross from Reebok for his song that he had.
Yeah, that's what
know.
He hit. Yeah, hitting that lyric. What was the lyric?
She don't even know. She don't even know I put the Molly in the drink.
Had to get your cup from a shoe deal, people.
She ain't even know after I took her home for what after we did. She ain't even know.
Counsel the shoe deal. He popping mileage.
and let's be honest. If you listen to the lyric, that's date rape.
all on the CD. Yeah,
so
that's what happens.
See, they need to understand you know money makes you think you can do a lot of things.
Right.
But like my man Mike Secretary said, you can't.
Can't
but bro, we got another, you know, freestylist
in the asylum in the cipher?
You know what it is, man. Skeetomo back to do his thing, man. And like he always normally do on the Freestyle Friday, we can always depend on him to bust us, drop us a line or two. You know what I'm saying? Skeetomo, take us to you the third. You still there, baby?
Hey.
We're going to bring you back that instrumental, man. We're going to get some more instrumentals on here, man. We're going to get Steph, the engineer, on the line, on his job, man, and bring in some more instrumentals. He's been busy with school, man. So, you know, much props to Steph, man, doing his thing. Get him on whenever you're ready, baby. Let us go and do your thing.
Hey, Mike Tech. Yeah. Who said we into the cycle? Like straight, we came from the bottom to the top. Oh, yeah, we got them. Everybody listening in the streets is watching, and they talking too. Nigga, we get it talking, boo. You know what it is. Every day, get this all about the biz. Nigga, taking care of the kids. Yeah, doing dubs. Yeah, playing the club. Every day, put the motor on the little hey. In the middle of the pond, yeah, we get sparked, nigga. Check the charm, hanging off my neck. Little Skeeter Mo, yeah, I rep that GX. Every day, yeah, we flex harder. Yeah, we just hustle, yeah, a little bit smarter. B.I.G., Little Skeeter. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it
is. Little Skeeter.
With his boy L Boogie and T Roll in the asylum, baby, as usual, in that order.
Yes, sir, baby. You know what it is, Keita Mo Jenkins, tell you, man, you know, we appreciate you every Freestyle Friday, baby. Tell a friend and tell another friend. I know you know a whole bunch of them rappers down there, man. Tell them to get online and get with it.
Man, I got to post y'all on Facebook every day. You know, I was a little late today, so, you know, people probably got it a little late, but I got y'all, man, for sure, for sure. I'm going to have to make me some flyers and go to the barbershops and pass them out.
Hey, oh, no question. Advertisement is coming real soon, man. We working on it. Trust me. We working
We're
on the advertisement.
We're in the streets right now. Dirt under the fingernails speaks for itself.
Oh, really, baby.
We appreciate you, baby. We'll holler at you next on Monday.
Already, I'll be calling in, man. Much love, maximum respect to you fellas, man.
Man.
No doubt. We love you, Skeeter.
We appreciate
man.
You, baby.
Yes.
Hey, L Boogie, guess who called the line?
Who hit us up, bro?
Man, sports official. T-Nick is on the line. T-Nick, you there with us, baby?
Hey, I'm here, dog. T-Roll, tell me when to go. How you feeling, Boogie?
What's the deal, T-Nick, baby? T-Nick in the asylum by the hits with a freestyle, T-Nick.
Yeah, you know I'm going to do it, man. I like that right there. Hey, the Freestyle Fight is what it do. You tell me how you do it with your boo. And here we go again. Now, if I ever slip, the preacher's talking break my fall. Because they're the one I call if I ever got a fall, a squab, a rock. I kick the deepest in the casket. But they've been leaving bruises on this punk who got his ass kicked. A red dog with a smoke in my lungs. Depending on my short time, trying to pull the tongue. Do I gotta go? Who's to know? Who's to say? But can I break away from the struggle each and every day? I'm working 1 to 9, 2 to 10, back again. My baby aching, why the suckers I've been steady faking? Bring it on lyrically, I just pose the exposure. Had to play ahead of him and what I say ya. This funk in your ears, bringing tears to your eyes. Those hurt the spies, take your lives, make a recognize. I'm the one moving clouds like the cattle. I hustle in the rain and the snow, cause I want to show. I just begun, this other business must learn. I just begun, this sucker bitches must learn. I just begun, these sucker bitches must learn. Like KRS-One, I don't learn. I tell you what, T-Roll, tell me when to go. T-Nick had the flow way before the sports officials, you know what I mean?
That's
what I mean. And let me say,
you
I was out
me,
here.
Baby.
Hey, man, I was down here in Atlanta with my cousin Pop, man, you know what I'm saying? They used to call us MFC. You know what that stood for? Motherfuckers from Cleveland. That was what our name was down here.
What the
hell?
See, Nick, before we let you go, we let you freestyle, but can you give us, you know, an overview of what you heard so far in the show? Can you give us your thoughts before we let you go?
Let me tell you, man, before I roll, you know what I'm saying, the show is always what I expect it to be when I listen. I expect the streets to talk, and whoever listening is like E.F. Hutt, you know what I'm saying? Everybody listens. You know what I'm saying? I heard you talking about Kobe. I heard y'all talking about the Lakers. I really, really loved the way y'all was talking about Rick Ross and putting the mollies in his drink. He ain't putting Spanish fly in the drink that we did, you know, that back in the days. He's putting the mollies and talking about date rape. You know what I'm saying? So don't turn around, put them silver bracelets on your hands, and walk into your cell, Officer Ricky. You know what I'm saying? Do what you got to do, man. Hey, dog. I just want to tell you, man, I love the show, man. Everybody that I know love the show. We always listening because the streets is talking. T-Row, Boogie, hey, just like Mitch Mom said on the show on Sunday, the Dolphins gonna win the Super Bowl. Boy, I tell you. You never know.
I'm going with you. Obama, man.
It's going to be
Miami Dolphins against the Dallas Cowboys.
Hey, she took all of us out on that one, Donna. The damn Dolphins winning the Super Bowl. Okay, I got you, Mama.
Man.
Hey,
hey,
man.
It's bound to happen some way, somehow.
Hey, we always listen, man. Sports officials, man, we always blowing our whistles. We always got y'all back, dogs. Keep doing what you're doing, man. We love y'all, too.
Tell us, what can we hear the sports officials, T-Nick?
Hey, you can hear us every Sunday at 1 p.m. at thesportsofficials.com. You know what I'm saying? If you can't hear us then, just go ahead and listen to the playbacks. thesportsofficials.com, man. Everything is all good. You can hear Boogie. Yeah. Boogie gave us the old, did I do that? He gave us a special for this week. You know what I'm saying? And look, next week, T-Row, we're looking for yours, dog. I don't want to hold the time. I don't want to hold the line, man. Appreciate y'all.
Hey,
y'all, man. Dog. Do what you do.
I just got done hooping, and now I had to call in, you know what I'm saying? So I got you on the earlier schedule next week. I'm on that Sunday, baby.
Hey, man.
And you know we always go
always.
Back on it. And we know we always go back in the archive. We appreciate you, T-Nick.
Sure.
There you have
it.
Then I woke the T-Row, one last word before I get into my little thing.
Man, shout out, man, to everybody who called in to the world. You know how I do it. Jules the Jew on assignment. Must not have been able to get in due to that mountain holding back from that signal. Man, you got about 2.5 minutes, L Boogie. Let us know what's going down.
First thing that's on my mind, Mel Kiper Jr. He's all on ESPN predicting guys to go here and go there. I just saw a special on the NFL Network saying pass to the draft. And it was 3 years ago, 2009, and he said Aaron Curry was maybe the best player in that draft. Where is Aaron Curry now? Drafted by the Seattle Seahawks. And he said he was the best player in the draft. I'm telling the fans now, do not believe a thing Mel Kiper Jr. tells you. Now, let's go to point two. All these guys declaring for the NBA, yes, we know, you know, you're kind of hot right now. But that lets you know how watered down the NBA is. Was it a good year? Let me go in and review in my archives. No. NBA season was not that good. I only like to watch a couple of teams. Other than that, I did not get into the NBA season. And last but not least, the NFL draft is coming up. We're all hoping and praying that whoever we get, they're an impact player. Wow. And don't forget, NFL stands not for long, T-Row. So, if guys thinking that they can make it, they got to always try to realize they need to go back and get that degree in off season. There's a college called University of Phoenix. You can go online and get your degree. Last but not least, final word, please listen to my demo. The streets is always talking. And when they talking, it's like EF Hutton. Everybody listen. Tell a friend, tell a friend, to tell a friend, to tell a girlfriend. As we stand in the streets, always tell some soft. That means a pretty young lady. And you know I'm in Arizona, so that means a bonita. Get your Spanish together. It's your boy, L Boogie, coming live. 347-855-8896. We love you, world. Blessed love. One.
Appreciate you calling in, Ken Fowl. Greg McCord. This ain't rap, this a recap. Stepping off the G4 steel strap. Bust your head in the air, that's the sky cap. Have my car pick me up where I arrive at. Drop the work off, cause it don't go where I reside at. Garbage bags filled up with dollars. Dead presidents gotta dump the bodies. Birdman, as long as we gon' eat, then everybody eat off me. Feet off ground, fingers to the stars. Reaching, and I'ma get there through these bars. Believe me, I'm down for the cause. Even when everything paused, I proceeded. I'm a leader, meet the son of your leader. Fuck the world, not the people.